It's very nice to see you all looking so relaxed this morning. Today's service, in case you can't already tell, is based off of the verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new is here." And I just thought, with so many new things happening at SBC this week, basically, that it'd be good to look at that today. And I want to start this morning by welcoming Johanna with us here at SBC. And she's going to come up and just introduce herself and tell us a bit about what she'll be doing. So, Johanna, where are you from?
I'm from the south of Germany. I live in a small town about 45 minutes away from Stuttgart.
Nice, nice. And what are you doing here in Sidcup?
I'm working with Cribs, and I'm also going to work in this church here.
And if you could think of one thing that you're excited about this year, what would it be?
I think it's just meeting all of the new people here.
Yeah. Awesome. So Johanna is here for the next year, just like Dana. Invite her around for dinner, invite her out to coffee, give her lots of presents. It's people like her that are the reason that we can do youth ministry here at SBC. So shower her with gifts, because I couldn't do my job without her. Thank you very much, Johanna. Okay, so we're talking today about being a new creation. The old has come, the new is here. So around the tables, there should be some pens and some plain paper and some pencils. Up the front here, we've got some Lego and some Duplo. And I want you to spend the next 5 or 10 minutes making a new creation. You can design it. You can come and build it. There are no scientific laws about this new creation. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to abide by the laws of gravity or whatever else. It can be anything. You can improve something that's already around. You can fix a problem that you think there is with something, or you can make something completely brand spanking new. But there are prizes for the thing I deem to be the best new creation. And it is just what I deem to be it. There's no other criteria. So if you make something that would be useful to my life, you might get a prize just for that. So come up and grab some Duplo if you want, or some Lego. Before I start, so there's no accusations of cheating or anything like that. Teresa, can we give some to the kids down here first? Teresa. Okay. Have one over. I've got lots. Okay, so yes. No. Four in a row that way, or the whole thing? Yeah. Not downwards, that way. Horizontal. Cool. Right. So 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, and the old is gone. The new is here." Can definitely see where everybody is. It's great. You're all going to listen. It's going to be fantastic. So what does this mean for us? Today we're going to look at it from our point of view, what it means for us as followers of God, and then we're going to look at it from God's point of view and God's plan. But first things first. Oh, gosh, wait, I forgot I had a PowerPoint. It's like, why have I got that note in? Oh, yeah. Are we good to go? Just do a little dance while you wait. Very entertaining. So talk about yourselves. Yeah, do whatever you like, just for curiosity. Oh, there we go. Awesome. Thanks very much, Di. Okay, so what was this before? They're all made from the same thing. What are they made from? Tires, exactly. They were all made from tires. And if you Google, like I do sometimes, things that used to be tires, you can see that a tire can be made into anything from flip-flops to a pencil case. That's amazing, isn't it? And in some ways, this is a great reflection of what happens to us when we give our lives to Jesus. I'm not saying that you're all tires. Bingo. Okay, first person to go bingo. It's over here. Perfect, perfect. Huh? Okay. Why are you challenging Roy? They are all the same, but I think I... Yeah, I have said it all. We're gonna go with the line. This is a family service, Roy. And I've got a lot of sweets to give out. Okay, right. I have no idea. This is chaos. It's great. Okay. So, in some ways, this is a great reflection of what happens to us when we give our lives to Jesus. When I became a Christian, I genuinely struggled with the idea that I wouldn't be me anymore, that I thought that being a new creation meant that everything needed to change. But actually, God did create us. He gave us our senses of humour, our skills, our talents, our passions, and that stuff hasn't changed. And since I became, that stuff hasn't changed since any of us became Christians. In fact, some would say that my sense of humour has just got a lot better. And I believe that when we give our lives to Jesus, we're being repurposed to our... Oh, there we go. Diane and Roy. And Dave, apparently. Gosh. It's chaos. Absolute chaos. Sorry, what? You got it. Well, your mum's coming. I didn't think about this anywhere near as much as everybody else is thinking about it. Well, you didn't say bingo. All right, Teresa will come over to you. Huh? The top one's gone? I said if you Google. Okay. I mean, if we run out of sweets, we run out of sweets. I don't really that fussed about it. Okay. And this is almost, can everyone remember where we are? I've just said, I believe, that doesn't count, but I've just said, I believe that we, when we give our lives to Jesus, we are being repurposed to our original purpose. It's almost like the very best version of recycling. Because we were rubbish, and we've done things wrong, and we've made mistakes. Maybe I've made a mistake with this. And we've disobeyed God. So we were rubbish. But God looks at us and he says, no, you're amazing. And if you let me, I'm going to make you into what you were meant to be. So when I got made into my new creation after I gave my life to Jesus, I kept my great sense of humor. I kept my passionate personality. And I was given a new direction and a new user manual, if you will. Being a new creation is about purpose. It's about a repurposing, being used for the glory of God so that we are a new creation. God wants us to keep the good bits and get rid of the rest. But what does it mean to be a part of the new creation? In Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Don't worry about the past. You are a new creation in Jesus. What you did in the past doesn't matter anymore. Down that way? No. Just the cross. I did explain the rules, Master, at the beginning, if you were listening. No, I didn't. I said a line across. Diane, don't start. Bingo. We've got bingo. The kids are on different rules, everybody, okay? Because they're children, Tammy. Gosh, it's a family service. Okay. So do not worry about the past. You're a new creation in Jesus. What you did in the past doesn't matter anymore, so stop looking back. Teresa's doing it. Teresa, do you get everybody, yeah? So stop looking back. Look forward to what God is doing now. God is on the move constantly. So, right, just forget about bingo for 2 seconds, adults. Turn to the person next to you and have a think about these questions on the screen. What new thing is God doing in you, in Sidcup, and in the world? And if you can't think of a new thing that God's doing, what do you want him to do? Okay, so turn to the person next to you, have a conversation. What new thing is God doing? And what if he's not doing anything, what would you want him to do? Preacher bingo, because I just want to get through the last 2 minutes of my sermon. If you are an adult, i.e. over the age of 18 or over, and you get bingo, you have to wait until the kids have had sweets before you have sweets. And the only bingo you're now allowed to have is for a full house, okay? Hopefully, yeah. Okay, so hopefully you've learned from your discussions with each other that God is not stationary. God is always moving forward, making rivers in the wasteland and bringing up springs in the dry ground. We either go with him and help him in all that he's doing, or we hold him back. Because if we aren't moving forward with God, we're basically going backwards. So, who you were doesn't matter anymore. Where you're going is key. And I'm excited. So one of the other new and interesting things that's happening this month at SBC is that I've started full-time. Oh, no. I know. But I'm not your youth worker anymore, so don't worry about it, Beth. And as part of that, there are lots of new and exciting things happening in the youth ministry, hopefully. And if you're free on Wednesday night, it'd be really great if you could come along to the prayer night and pray with us on all those new and exciting things that are going to happen in the next year. So, who you were doesn't matter anymore. Where you're going is key. Nothing you have previously done disqualifies you from being involved in this new creation. Don't hesitate. Child of God, right? Child of God, yeah. If it doesn't work for travel tickets, it's not going to work here. Well, that's definitely not a child then, is it? Okay, so what new thing is God doing in you, in Sidcup, and in the world? And how can you be involved in it? Those are the two questions that I want you to take away from this today, this chaos, which has been great fun. What new thing is God doing? and how can you be involved in it? So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing one final song, and then there may be coffee, and there may be tea, and there may be some leftover pastries that you can go help yourself to. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have made us into a new creation. Thank you that you have created us in your image, and that even though we fail and fall short of your glory, you are constantly restoring and renewing us. So be with us now as we go from here today, and constantly remind us of the new things that you're doing, and show us how we can be involved in them. In your name, amen.